Kuwait today.
Healthcare part two, this time constitutionality at its root. We're talking Supremes. They're going to look at it. Also, Penn State cringes as Jerry Sandusky proclaims his innocence in an interview with Bob Costas. Oh, and there's so much more. Cage Lady, America Tonight, the name of this show. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. You might live in one of those nooks and crannies. Some of my favorite places would fit that definition, like Pismo Beach, California. Anybody out there ever hear of Pismo Beach? It's on the central coast. It's a big surf town, beautiful, beautiful area. And you have things like sea otters and dolphins are normal. You'd be walking along the beach, you look over, oh, look, there's a school of dolphins. And it's small. It definitely would qualify as it's tucked away as a nook. I would say it's a nook. You might live in one of those cool places. If you do, send me a picture. I'm all about it. I'm always looking for cool new places to go and visit. Send it to me at americatonight.net. Click on the email. I bet that Herman Cain wishes that he could have been any other place but answering a question in Milwaukee about Libya. Although I think it's kind of overplayed a bit. Since Rick Perry had that stumbling moment, that oops moment, where your brain just doesn't connect, that's what he's saying it was. Now, anytime anyone doesn't fire in all cylinders, you're going to get nailed for that. We're clocking you. There's too much time in between when we asked the question and when you answered. And he did hesitate on Libya, and did he think the president did the right thing in Libya? That was the simple question that was thrown up by the Milwaukee Sentinel. And when they threw that out there, that was he kind of hedged a little bit. There was no hedging whatsoever when it comes to Jerry Sandusky and his interview with Bob Costas. It wasn't on camera. Sandusky, the former coach for Penn State, former linebacker guy, really defensive coordinator, if you will, he answered questions about whether he was a pedophile, he liked to have sex with boys, why would people lie about what they saw, basically, and he denied all of that, except for he didn't think there was anything wrong with showering with boys. He liked to shower, and he liked to horseplay, snap towels at them and whatnot. Didn't think there was anything inappropriate about that. And really enjoyed children. Oh man, hide your kids. Jerry Sandusky is coming. Even Costa said to him that there people had no idea who he was. Of course, people that weren't big time football people that watched a lot of college football and that paid attention to Penn State. Now everybody knows this guy's name. And there he is. I touched and I showered with boys. There's your first problem, Sandusky. Like it's nothing. This is a former defensive coordinator for the Penn State Nittany Lions football team. And he says he had no intent, though, of sexual contact toward any of the kids that were involved. And Sandusky, his attorney, said they have answers for all 40 charges that the prosecutors have leveled at him. He said flat out the words, "I am innocent of those charges." If he's a pedophile, no. The attorney says he has answers. I want to see what those answers are. I want to see what kind of a sympathetic picture in court will go over with the people who are listening to what his attorney has to serve up. The lawyer also said he's very worried for his Sandusky's health. And he advised Sandusky and his wife to leave State College, Pennsylvania to relax. But here's the thing. Sandusky has one of the most recognizable faces. How do we all feel about child predators? You tell me where he's going to go. Where does he go? We move from Sandusky to some good news just because it's on now officially on the docket. The Supreme Court will take up health care. How do you feel about your health care? Pull out your wallet and pull out your little health care card. Have you ever used it? If you haven't used it, you probably think your health care might be okay. But if you've used it, you might not like it. And you might not like the premiums that you're paying. And you can't shop around. That's part of the problem. Your hands are tied when it comes to insurance. So 5.5 hours, that's what the Supreme Court is given to hear arguments concerning the Affordable Health Care Act. So this is obviously of high importance. Will the Supreme Court dump health care as it sits now, or at least one of the main clauses, the individual mandate, or not? So instead of the normal 1 hour the court gives for oral arguments, 5.5. 5.5. How about that? It is of huge importance because it affects every single one of us. Unless you're a doctor treating yourself, but most doctors don't do that anyway. A fellow doc will prescribe whatever it is they need. And the main issue is whether individuals can be forced to buy insurance. As I said, the individual mandate. An easy layup for Congressman Burgess, who says, you know what, unwanted baby, unwanted, and we have serious high hopes.
I am encouraged that this law will now be heard before the highest court in the land, and I am hopeful for their expeditious and judicial removal. We've seen that the new health care law is not what the American people wanted.
No, because I think most people in America, doesn't matter what you're labeling yourself, you want health care that's good, that you can afford. Something that you can afford, not something that is breaking the bank. Betty in Kentucky, you have the first word. Hey, Betty.
Hello. How are you, Kate?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. I was reading today in Business Week magazine. I get it, you know, like weekly.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure what the name of the guy is, but it's one of the main people in China, a leader of some sort. And he said, this is, you know, I'm quoting him, he said, the pharmaceutical companies are making too much profit, and that can't be. So he says, you can't make that much profit. You have to cut your costs so that the sick people can afford the medicine. If our government can say you have to buy health insurance, then looks to me like our government could say you can't charge that much for a doctor visit or for a prescription. So if they're going to make rules for one thing, then let them make rules for everything.
Betty, well said. How about some rules that actually help the middle class? Because really, the middle class, you're the ones getting squeezed. All of us are getting squeezed in the middle class. What do you think? 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is a time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
The show has been turned upside down, and it's been shook a few times, and different names are popping up, except for Mitt Romney. Polls, 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 polls. I'm the poll princess, just because I like to read the polls more about the specifics on the issues, and then it's interesting to see who's soaring and who's dumping in the polls. You know, so far what we've seen is the prince is Mitt Romney. He's the establishment guy. So you've got people that are going to pump him up. Mitt Romney, for as many people that would detract him, Mitt Romney just stays right there at the top, drops back a few percentage points, comes back up to the top. But we've had a couple of flavors of the month. One of them, Rick Perry, who soared when he first jumped into the race. People were like, whoa, Rick Perry, what's this guy all about? Is it George Bush part two? Is he different? He's strong on guns and gun rights. I got to listen to him a little bit more. And then he keeps stepping in it everywhere he goes. So he started to, his balloon popped. And from double digits, he started to sink lower and a little bit lower back to the bottom of the pack of eight. we see what happened with Herman Cain. Rose, since going to Florida, really the balloon inflated. And the balloon has crashed down a couple of levels. Not completely out of the top three, though. So Cain is a guy who's hanging around, too, in a different way than Mitt Romney. So this new CNN poll shows that Newt Gingrich is coming around that final couple of turns in the race for the Republican presidential nomination, and he's on the rise. According to the latest poll, 24% of Republicans and independents who lean toward the GOP say Romney is their most likely choice for the presidential nominee, with Gingrich at 22. That's close. 2 points, that's well within the margin of error. And that's huge for Gingrich. Big for Gingrich. I mean, I know I was saying on this show, do you think Gingrich dumps out? You start to look at these numbers, and you look at Michelle Bachmann, you look at Rick Santorum, you look at John Huntsman, and you think, okay, do they stay in this till when? Till you get to Texas and the primaries there in March? Do they just wait all the way through until really someone solidly starts to emerge that this is it? And pretty much they're looking for a VP candidate. And before you know it, boom, it's the convention, that's it. The confetti is streaming down. And then we're in the polling places voting for a plethora of things, with the most important one, President of the United States. So who drops out first of the eight? Santorum, Bachmann. I think Bachmann, despite whatever's going on financially, I think she tries to hang in for a while. In fact, I don't know that anyone drops before the first caucus and the first primary. Maybe everybody that the names that are out there stay for the first primary or two. Maybe that's what happens. And Herman Cain, I mean, he still has to get the sexual harassment behind him, or hit it square head on, or do something different. So a lot of Republicans are just saying, forget it, we're tired of this whole thing. But still, 4 in 10 Republicans think it's a serious matter. So 4 in 10 is not nobody. 4 in 10 believe the women who made the charges. So that means a small majority of Republicans tend to believe McCain. A third say he should end his presidential campaign. So among the general public, he has kind of a credibility problem. Forget kind of, I'll just take that word back. He has a credibility problem, as I said. 50% of all Americans say they tend to believe the women, and only a third said they believe Cain. But here's the other part of this, as I was naming who comes out of this. Rick Perry's got 12% in the survey. 12%. His oops moment didn't help him any. Ron Paul of Texas, who many of you like, who a lot of people like, who frankly is very frank and has said things that other people are now using as their own mantra, he's making his third run, his third stab at the presidency. He's at 8%. Do you think he gets a Newt Gingrich run? Does he move from 8% up into double digits? And then you go down the line, and, you know, Rick Santorum and John Huntsman have 3% and or worse in a lot of the polls. So if you're Santorum, why are you hanging around? You think you're going to pop up that high? I'm going to say no. And here's one last thing for you, not to bound you to death with all this info, but it's just interesting. Among all Americans, 58% say that Romney has the personal qualities a presidential candidate should have, that a president should have. 58%. That's compared to 45% for Newt Gingrich. Goes back to what we talked about a long, 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 long time ago. What is it you want in a president? What is it you want? All right, let's go to Bill in New York. Hey, Bill.
Hey, good morning again.
Hello.
You know, I sit here and I all day long I listen to the radio and watch these talk shows and stuff. You know, it's funny. I'm surprised that some of these people don't, and they really don't seem to do it quite overtly, but don't take the qualities of, let's say, Kane and what he's presenting and present it in their own little twist. They just don't do it. It seems like they take their own whatever agenda that they're pushing, and then they push it almost blindly. But anyway, what I was getting to was back to the Newt Gingrich. You know, it's funny. I haven't seen a man, in my opinion, who is so knowledgeable. He's an encyclopedia of politics and of world policies and everything going on. I can't believe that he's so overlooked. When you get a guy like you call him the establishment Romney, that's exactly what he is. And I'll tell you something right now. I mean, the media is so gliding him into that office. But I tell you, God bless him. I hope Newt pulls through, because I haven't seen anybody like, I don't even remember. I think Newt reminds me of the presidents that I read about in history books. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
With all that they know and do and have done and did. I'm surprised he's so overlooked. I hope he pulls through. I hate to say this, but the Michelle Bachmann thing, I tell you, I really like her ideas. She just presents herself so poorly. We're not looking for a babe as president. I wish she'd tie her hair up. Look a little more statesman-like. I mean, if you look at Hillary, for instance, she presents herself. I mean, you know, you don't think anything, but let's hear what she has to say. Even though I don't like to listen to her, but she presents herself in a statesman-like way. Even Sarah Palin, unfortunately, there was no way anybody's going to look at her anything other than, you know, is she going to run her fingers through her hair and, you know,
right,
and curl up like a teenager and stuff. But, you know, and Rick Santorum, unfortunately, I believe in what he says and stuff. He just hasn't presented himself well, and he fell. Rick Perry is a moron. I can't believe that guy actually got up there. I guess it doesn't
Yeah, but you know why? You know why? Because he did look good, and he did have a strong case for guns and a few other things, and he got out there, and people that didn't really realize much about Perry are starting to see.
Yeah, well, he opened his mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, he opened his mouth without having it written down or whatever, because that is a sure sign. I don't want him there. He can't shoot from the hip. And man, that's unfortunate coming from a Texan. But the man clearly can't shoot from the hip. I mean, he's got to have his it all laid out for himself. Otherwise, he stalled and he plummeted in pretty hard. I don't like Romney. I hate to say it. He's wishy-washy, and he leans left. And I don't want. I am so sick of the left. I'm so sick of their ideas and everything. It really makes me want to vomit. I hate to say this. I'm so scared for our country.
Anybody but Romney is what you're saying. Anybody but Romney. I don't think you're alone, Bill, in New York. Coming back, I'm going to tell you more about Newt Gingrich and what we're talking about there and why a lot of people hope it is Newt Gingrich.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence, and the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Tuned into America Tonight, you were late to the overnight party. Two national polls that were released on Monday showed the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, has a little bit of a surge from the bottom tier to actual double digits in the past week. He's starting to rise. Part of that, you got to admit it, when one guy falls, another one has a chance to take his spot along the rail. So he's got an inside spot in the rail. He stepped up into the place of Herman Cain near the top, close to Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Key thing here is the independents. Where do the independents go? And you look at Newt Gingrich's background, and what Bill in New York is saying is, I agree with, the one thing about Newt Gingrich, you can take all the things in his personal life, you can talk about the Tiffany thing, and there's some crazy nonsense, but forget the circus for a second. He was Time Magazine's Man of the Year at one point. I want to say it was in the 90s at somewhere because that's when he was the head honcho, the lead Republican in the House. And during his time as Speaker, he was the opposition, of course, to Bill Clinton. So one of the things that happened while Newt Gingrich was in that spot is Congress passed the 96 reform of welfare and capital gains tax cut and had the first balanced budget since 1969. And there are a few other things that you could point to with Newt Gingrich. He was a college professor. He's a historian. That's why he knows so much about certain policies and whatnot. And an author. And he's someone who's been in the political game for a while. He ran a couple of times and lost and then got back into the game and won the next time out. And since he hasn't been a, quotes, politician, he's been a pundit. He's authored a couple more books. And the question is this who you see as your president? Is this the guy that you see as the next president of the United States? Or do you like the current guy in office? Let's keep Obama in. Somebody said to me today, what are you talking about? Keep Obama in. He got bin Laden. Then I went through a litany of things that didn't happen. But what about this? What about the economy? What about where we are now? So Newt Gingrich has wanted to run for president for a long, long, long time. And now he's running and he has a shot at it. How much does his past haunt him? If you looked at a couple of different things, you know, hey, when he was a kid, he had an affair. He, you know, there were a couple of other things that happened along the way for Gingrich, and in the personal life, it wasn't pretty. But they've managed to spin that around, and it's been so long, I guess, that there are certain things that you just forgive, forget, and you move on. And I mentioned the books that he's authored, and there have been a ton of Gingrich books. Remember To Save America? And he talked about education, the number one factor in future prosperity. And he actually partnered with Al Sharpton. They made fun of him. They had some commercials with Al Sharpton and even the education secretary, Arne Duncan, to promote the idea of education. So 17 nonfiction books since 1982. That's pretty good. 17 nonfiction books. Wow. I said it's probably more than pretty good. So Newt Gingrich, the key thing is, though, people are paying attention to Newt Gingrich for now. And he's moved up in the polls. Can he hold the lead? Can he captivate the attention span of a beaten-up, weathered American people? He's starting to do it, obviously. Starting to do it. We're going to move along to something else that I want to mention here in this segment, Odds and Ends. And this is about, just quickly, the NBA and the fact that there's no deal. They rejected the owner's offer. The union is going to disband. So the 2011-12 NBA season is absolutely at risk. Nuclear winter is what David Stern is calling it. Nuclear winter. And everybody wants to play, so they want to go overseas. Hey, sorry guys, there's no agreement. Can we go overseas? I'm really set to go overseas and play somewhere. Without further ado, because this is so, to me, when there are other questions surrounding hoop, how do you not come up with a deal? How do you not have a vote, go through the motions? How is that not possible? But the players rejected the last offer, which admittedly was ridiculous because it was much lower than the one before. So it's in jeopardy. It's on ice. It's a nuclear winter. It's a whatever the commish wants to call it. And I think we need to throw a few people in the dungeon. Is it the owners? Is it the players? How about a little, just like taking a page from the Super Committee, we'll take a few owners, a few players, random ones, LeBron James comes to mind, and we'll throw them all in the big dungeon, and they're going to have to figure out a way to unscrabble what they've created in the NBA and somehow coexist.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
I like the other comment from from Stern, from David Stern. He says, the chances of the season slipping away from us and the players losing that they have worked very hard to achieve is really a tragedy. The league had anticipated the union's actions, which is why it filed a lawsuit against the union and a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. And then he said this, they seem hell-bent on self-destruction. And it's very sad. I think they want to fight for what they rightfully believe is their chunk of the pile of money more than anything. And if it takes a lockout, it's going to take a lockout. But how tough is this for the players who are chomping at the bit, who people that are coming in? The NBA's last work stoppage was the 98-99 season, if you remember, 50 games. Monday marked the 137th day of the lockout. Oh, if you're a hoop fan, there is so much blame, greed, and everything else to go around here. It's just ridiculous. And when people are out of work, they're struggling to meet, make ends, somehow meet up, and you see these super uber rich athletes who are whining and complaining, that's where they got to be careful where they do that. I mean, I get it. Listen, I get wanting a fair deal. I get feeling like they're getting jobbed, all of that. But, ooh, when you're working two jobs and you hear all that, what's the first thing you think? I hate that guy. I'm not going to root for him anymore. He's spoiled. He's ridiculous. What if he had to do what we have to do every single day of our lives? And see, the players have to be careful because they want to pump their own things and they want to continue that loyalty with the fans, the fans that are with them forever and ever and ever. I said this was odds and ends, and there's just so many odd endings, and there's so many controversial topics, I'll call them. I hate the word topic, but controversial things to talk about that I would need 10 straight hours, and then I would run out of breath at the end of it. My voice that normally is loud would be really, really low, and it wouldn't be any fun to listen to the squeaky version, but you get my drift. So we were talking about the pipeline and saying that it got booted to 2013. Now it seems that even though they have gotten or thought they would be able to get the stamp of approval in 2013, which would mean in the next election they would have to deal with it. Instead, what's happened is there is a lot of protests over what's going on with the pipeline. There's even this giant mock pipeline back a week or so ago that they were calling for the cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline during a rally in front of the White House. The 1,700-mile pipeline would extend from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. It would carry 700,000 barrels per day from Alberta to the refineries in Texas, and it would have to cross six states. Needless to say, the project has been a hot potato in Washington because you have the people who are very much saddled up with the president, but they're arguing amongst themselves heading into an election year. And if you're the president, isn't that the way you want it to be? But it's a firestorm that's going to be very hard, I think, to put out. Nebraskans think they deserve a final and responsible decision because, after all, the pipeline goes through their area. TransCanada just wants to get things up and moving. And it's a wicked business because you got to feed the beast. Where are we getting the oil? Think about that.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Wake up, sleepyheads! Too much coffee as you finish your third shift. Couple of quick reminders here from America tonight to all of you. You can win some great prizes and, more importantly, bragging rights. Everybody wants bragging rights, don't you? Well, okay, you want the prizes. Well, we do this thing called Nail the Score. It happens in our third hour Friday morning. It's so much fun. It's just three segments. It's like playing the lottery. You know, you plunk down a buck or two on Powerball when it gets to be a gazillion dollars or dollars. And same thing with any of the others, Mega Millions, whatever the contests are, in that hopes that you'll be that person on the Today Show the next day talking about your wins, or you'll be incognito hoping that nobody finds you when you leave in the middle of the night because suddenly everyone will dig up your address. What a problem that would be to have, wouldn't it? Suddenly the windfall. But it's not just a little windfall, it's the mother load. It's the mother load. What do you do with the mother load? So, in going down that path and thinking about the politics that we're always talking about, we haven't talked much lately, at least this show, about the president and some of the things that he's pumping when he's out there quasi-campaigning. And now I think they're trying to really portray him as the underdog, and geez, you know, hey, everybody screws up. And he talked about that. He tried to just sell the authenticity. Take a listen.
I'll remind you of something else that I said back then. I said, I'm not a perfect man, and I will not be a perfect president. Michelle can testify to that. It takes more than a single term. It takes more than a single president. It takes all of you. It takes ordinary citizens who are committed to continuing to fight and to push to keep inching our country closer and closer to our ideals.
You've heard this from other presidents in the past. You get to the tail end of your term and you say, well, I can't do this all. I need two terms. I need two terms to be effective. And why don't we just make it? Oh, no, that in second thought, forget it. We elect you and you get 8 years. No, let's not do that. But is that true? Two terms or not as effective as you could be? Because by the time you get in there, you roll up your sleeves, you get to know the lay of the land, even if you'd been in another role, it's tough. It's tough to make things happen on the fly. On the fly. I love that word, on the fly. And it was used earlier by Bill in New York. And on the fly is important. It is. Because that's part of, I think, what the problem is sometimes with candidates and with politicians. They're searching for the perfect answer. Ooh, I got a mixed crowd here. How do I help myself to everybody's vote? What can I do? What can I say? Because I know it's not going to go down well in all corners of this room. So what do I do? And then they try to take the middle way out, and that's the worst. Because there's no, I mean, there's nothing solid there. They're just throwing darts at the board and throwing them all over the place. By the way, I bet you didn't know this. How about this? You know there's a stopgap bill that's going to keep the government open until December 16th? I bet you didn't know that. Because they've got a deadline of midnight on Friday to act. It's part of a bundle of three spending bills expected to be unveiled later in the evening. So House and Senate leaders promise votes on legislation, but they would foresaw a partial shutdown of the government. So they can't even get that together. They can't even vote on that, let alone all these other things. And in looking at the spending legislation, it totals more than $180 billion. It would fund the Departments of Agriculture, Commerce, Justice, there's a couple, Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development, as well as the Space Program. The Space Program. Leon Panetta, by the way, is nervous because Panetta, as the Defense Secretary, knows everything stops on his doorstep, and it's not looking good should the Super Committee not come up with ways to cut our spending in this country, then the trigger goes off and Leon Panetta has a whole new breed of soldiers. It's so tough, especially when we're talking about any kind of armor, any kind of equipment. How can you expect your son, your daughter, your brother-in-law, your nephew, whatever the family relation, how can you expect them to be over there serving, there being Afghanistan, but could be in other places, and not have the right kind of equipment? I mean, you are a sitting duck in some cases, and that's not good. That's not fair. That's not good. And I don't blame Panetta. I don't blame Panetta for blowing a gasket over that. How much can you expect to ask for your pound of flesh here in the United States? How much can you do that before people write you off? And the answer is you don't have a lot. You don't have a lot of wiggle room. You do not have a lot of wiggle room to do that. So for some people, that becomes a huge problem, by the way. Huge problem. I want to also take a few minutes here to thank everybody who's been writing me. I've gotten a lot of emails lately. I know we picked up some new affiliates, and maybe that has something to do with it. But a lot of people are paying attention to what's happening, and that's, I'll tell you what, that's a great thing. That's a great thing. The more people, whether you vote the same way I do or anyone listening to the show votes, it doesn't matter. As long as you exercise that right, and what a difference it would make if we had more Americans who would vote. I know I've told this story a gazillion times, so forgive me if you feel like you're watching an episode of Cocoon, but I don't understand why you wouldn't vote when you have that free and easy right, even if you use the internet to do it. When I was in Ecuador, I saw that the people there, it's one of the biggest things they carry around their wallet. They can't wait to show you their voting card, and they have to vote. If they don't vote, I want to say it's a month or 2 months after that, if they're trying to travel back to Miami or somewhere else in Central America, South America, whatever, usually they're not given those papers because they couldn't have taken the time to vote. I say bravo to that. Bravo to that. Now the word is Eric Cantor is saying that the super committee is going to reach an agreement. They're going to reach an agreement before the end of the line here, which is right before Thanksgiving. If that's true, bravo, that's huge. Because certainly there was time to discuss things. And the super committee is stuck on the trade-off between revenue increasing and spending budgets. If it fails to reach a deal, the law that is operating under requires automatic cuts, and that would entail chopping, ready for this, $600 billion from the defense spending's budget and another $600 from the entitlement programs Medicare and Medicaid. And a lot of people are worried about Medicare and Medicaid. And think of the population, the aging, and what a vital lifeline that'll be for some people on the road to elections. You have to tread lightly in that area as well. Definitely tread lightly there. In fact, Congressman Gohmert from Texas said, when you're talking about attitude, with Congress already slashing programs that the middle class relies on by almost $1 trillion in the summer, he says, so what's the brouhaha? With that kind of attitude, there's little chance that a deal could be struck. One more for you. Former Senator Alan Simpson, a lot of people, good guy, a lot of people like him, who co-chaired a debt committee that was looking for $4 trillion in debt reductions, said the fault lies on all sides. Yeah, talking about what could be used for deficit reduction rather than tax rate reduction, and liberal activists are worried about Democrats not giving in on the issues. Oh, 2012 going to be mighty fascinating.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.